obviously it's a tight fit right now for everybody in our division. It's a race to the end, but I kind of like where we are. We just got to go finish well over these next 4 weeks.
What happened last week? I mean, for Miami to just kind of do what they did?
We didn't play very well, and there's no excuse. We didn't play good. We didn't play the way I know this team can play. So we lost, and at the end of the day, that's the bottom line.
What has Al Davis's passing meant in this season, both in a memorial sense and from, you know, the sense that has it created any kind of a hardship or an obstacle for the team?
It was tough. I mean, Al Davis is the Raiders, and so it was really tough when we lost him. And he was somebody that I could deal with all the time about things that, you know, went on with the team my first year being the head coach here. And we will always miss him, but we also know that we must continue to move forward. And we're trying to do everything we can to honor him the right way by trying to win this division and hopefully get in the playoffs and make a lot of noise and challenge for the Super Bowl. So that's what this is truly all about.
What were his thoughts on this team?
He thought it was a team that had a chance to be really good. And he left, you know, this team with some players and the opportunity for it to compete. And obviously we've had some key injuries in some spots, and nobody thinks that those things are going to happen, but that's part of it too. But I think he left a pretty full cupboard here. Now it's just a matter of getting these guys to play the way we know they can play.
How is Carson Palmer fit in a month into his new gig?
He's doing well. I mean, obviously it was tough coming off the couch and hitting the field and having to play right away, but I think he's handling it like a pro, probably better than anybody else could.
Does he have a mastery of what you're trying to do, or are you guys slowly adding stuff by the week? I guess how's he feeling with the offense, and how's the offense, you know, being put and going?
No, he's done a good job of grasping it. I'm sure. I mean, he's had his bumps along the way too, as he continues to learn his teammates. We've had so many guys in and out of the lineup. I think that's the biggest thing, because you're trying to build some chemistry and some rhythm with some guys, but sometimes when you don't have them, it's hard to get that done, or when a guy's here and then a guy's gone. So he's done a tremendous job. I think he has a pretty good sense of what we're trying to accomplish, and I think he's getting better each and every week.
It's real cold here, Coach.
And?
I was wondering what your thoughts are on that for a team that is coming from California and just played in Florida.
Oh, wow. Well, you said, so because it was hot, we weren't supposed to play good because it's cold, we're not supposed to play good either. Is that what you're thinking?
No, I mean, I was just thinking that you guys haven't seen this in a while.
No, that's okay. That's part of it. I mean, that's the schedule we have, and we got to come down there and play in an unbelievable stadium against a really good football team, and we look forward to the challenge.
How does Michael Bush picked up since Darren went out?
He's done a good job. He's done a really good job over the last couple of weeks, though. People have slowed us down a little bit. We need to get back to playing Raider football and get back to doing what we do. But Mike's done a great job.
Were you able to just plug him in and run everything that you would have with Darren, or did you guys have to tweak something?
No, we've attempted to do everything we do with Darren because Michael knows the system and knows how to play, and we'll continue to move forward in that direction.
Was there ever a sense of, oh, no, because Darren was playing so well at the time, or was it just kind of plug in and keep on moving?
Well, you got to plug in and keep on moving because the games don't slow down. You know, you don't all of a sudden can't say, give me a 2 or 3 week bye here and let me see who we can best put back there. And he was the next man up, and he's done a great job. And as I said, we just got to get back to being the type of team I think that we can be.
What is that identity? When you say play Raiders football, what is that identity now?
Well, I think we're a big physical football team. And I think we need to play that way. I mean, we need to be able to stop the run, and we need to be able to run the ball. And that's where it starts for us, and that's where it's going to end. So we need to go be who we are, and that's what we plan on doing.
You've had some good wins. I mean, the Bears game was a nice win, and then you have a flat game. Can you just speak to your impressions of the level of the consistency that the Packers have attained so far this season, how hard that is?
Yeah, the Packers, first and foremost, is an unbelievable franchise, one of the best in football. They're coached by a guy who I have a lot of respect for. Mike's done a great job everywhere he's ever been. And obviously the quarterback is the starting point for that football team. But they have Clay Matthews on defense and Woodson on defense. I mean, they have very, very good players. The organization's done a great job of putting that team together. Last year, this team, you know, were in a situation kind of like us. I mean, they at the time, and that team came together, and they've been on an unbelievable run over the last however many games. I mean, no one's beat them, and deservingly so, because they play that way. They play to win, and they have a mindset and a belief that nobody can beat them. And when you get that kind of attitude and the organization supports you that way, then great things happen, and that's what's happening there in Green Bay.
So when you watch the film, do you believe there's a formula to beat Green Bay?
I think everybody's beatable. I'm not going to ever sit here and say that nobody is. You just got to play your best game. You know, you got to play as well as you've probably ever played all year in order to do it. And that's why everybody's going to take their shot at them. I mean, no doubt, it's our opportunity now. So we're the next team up, and we're not coming in to lose. That's for sure. We're coming in with an attitude that we're coming to win a football game. And that's what you have to do. Because if you don't, then you might as well not even make the trip.
What will it take for you guys to win here Sunday?
It would take for us to play very flawless football. I mean, we got to do a great job on offense of scoring points. We got to do a great job on defense of limiting this football team to their ability to score points. And then we got to play great in special teams because they have some returners that can make magic happen. They got an unbelievable kicker. So we got to play as good as we've played all year in order to beat this football team.
Can you talk about your kickers, Sebastian and Shane, and just how much they mean to you and that the hidden yards, the whole field position thing?
Yeah, they're great. I mean, I wouldn't trade our two guys for anything in the world. They're very good at what they do. They've been very consistent this year. They played through injuries. They've both done a great job with this football team. So I'm very excited about them. They do give you, you know, some comfort because of the luxury of their ability to kick the ball, put the ball in certain spots, and kick field goals from just about anywhere. So I'm glad they're on this football team.
Can you talk about the play of Cameron Wimbley and as well as the addition of Aaron Curry and what he's done for you guys?
Well, Cameron's just is going into his second year. He's been here as long as I've been here, and he's been solid, very solid. And I think these last four games, he needs to really come on and play as well as he's played all year, because that's what it's going to take in order for us to attain our goal. Aaron Curry has done a good job. You know, he's come over from Seattle. He's brought some feistiness and fire to our defensive football team, so we're glad we got him. But just we need to play all 11 guys on defense. Need that. Everybody needs to step up their game. This whole team needs to continue to step up this football game to get to where we want to go.
Does Curry look like that guy who's dead? Seattle drafted second overall or whatever they did?
Yes, he does. Those guys are good football players. I mean, the key to any football player is putting them in a situation where they have a chance to showcase their talents and abilities. And that's what, when I look at the Packers, to me, that's what they do a great job of. They take their guys and they give them a chance to do what they do really well. And I think that's what the name of football is. It's taking a bunch of guys and give them an opportunity to be who they are and then let their ability show. And that's what we're trying to do with those guys.
Coach, why do you think Carson's had a little trouble? Seems like he's throwing into some crowds.
Well, I think every quarterback every now and then throw the ball in a crowd. I think every now and then Aaron would throw one in a crowd too. So I think it happens. You know, it's unfortunate sometimes when it does. But again, that comes from trust. Normally a guy that does that is because he's had guys where he could throw it in a crowd. And he trusts that guys are going to make plays. And until you know your guys, can you make those kind of decisions or take those kind of chances? So I think he's growing from that, and we've gotten better at it.
For Carson, has that been the bigger challenge, is learning his guys, or has it been learning the plays?
I think it's been learning the guys. I think when you're not around guys, I mean, you're not sure how they come out of breaks or how they see things, I think that takes a little time. But I think we're closer to him understanding that than we are to him not understanding that.